Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, you and I both know that South Carolina is the second largest peach-producing state in the country behind California, and it's a very important crop to the Palmetto State. Unfortunately, our wacky winter has reached up and bitten the peach crop. Let's talk about what you're anticipating as far as damage and reserves and things of that nature.
Well, you're right. Ever since those cold weather events, seems like we've had more folks asking, what about our peaches? They call them our peaches. So let's bring your listeners up to date on what we do have. And you're right. In late March, we had some cold weather, and then we had the extremely cold weather earlier. Now the warmer days and Easter being passed, we think we're in the clear and perhaps have a little better picture to report than maybe what we thought during the cold weather.
Outstanding. Now, it would stand to reason that the late freezes, particularly the one in March, may have caught that early crop, but possibly the rest of it is okay.
Well, that's true with any crop. The earlier the variety, the more they're up and open and earlier. So what we're saying is that peaches you might normally see a little bit of late May, early June, just need to back that up a couple of weeks. We probably won't have those varieties as plentiful. You may find them. You'll have to work hard to find them. But then come into mid-June, late June, we'll start to see it. And then people really want to know about July 4th. So we think by July 4th, people should not notice a big difference because our commercial shippers will begin shipping their peaches to our grocery outlets and things like that.
You know, July 4th is just simply not the same without fresh peach ice cream.
That's right. And peach parades here, several of them across the state. You know, we've got at least five peach growing areas of the state, and it does seem like one of the weather events affected one area more than others, and then the next event sort of moved its impact. So all in all, we'll say that we're probably at about a 20 or 20-plus percent impact, which is reflected in that timing that we talked about. So, you know, what we're also happy is that Governor Haley's going to go out next week with us to some of the peach farms and look around and get an assessment and then report from her office just some of the same things we're telling, but bring a little more emphasis to it.
All right. Well, we certainly will be waiting patiently for those South Carolina peaches. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.